Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
When this old world starts getting me down, and people are just too much for me to face.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. That's the Drifters bringing us back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com, and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, is thethirdingredient.com. That's with the number three. Walter Kieschel III is our guest, our good friend, longtime eight-year member of our Brain Trust, author of The Lords of Strategy, former managing editor at Fortune Magazine. Walter, thanks again for being here. We're talking about sophistication levels in the overarching sense, specifically appraisals and reviews of evaluations of people inside of an organization. What do you think, Walter? And folks, we've been boiling it down now to Walter gave us some great suggestions in the previous segment on how to do some things if you have a larger organization, larger meaning, you know, you've got a couple of layers of management, at least one maybe above below the owner, and 10 employees probably or more. In the smaller groups, what do you think about? You know, I've struggled with the appraisal thing, because when you have a small business, the feedback happens all the time, every day. I mean, when a mistake happens, when something happens that's good or bad, it's right in front of everybody. It's like a little landmine, or what do you call those things that the kids hit with the stick, you know, or the Mexican thing that where they hit the pony with
a pinata.
That's right. What I was trying to say. It's either a pinata goes off and gives everybody candy, or it's a landmine that goes off and blows everybody up. It gets everybody. It happens right in front of everybody. So things are so close. The quarters are so close. Sometimes I think it's important just maybe to say, okay, are you happy? Are you enjoying yourself here? Are you enjoying your experience here in the company? What do you think?
That's absolutely right. And actually, in some ways, you know, because these things are going off all the time, that's a better thing than saving up everything until the end of the year, like big organizations do, and then giving the person. But the immediate feedback about an immediate episode is the best kind of feedback oftentimes you can get, because that's the kind that everybody can learn from the most. What's important there, I think, is to frame it and to tell people, okay, this happened, this didn't go so well, this went pretty well. What can we learn from this? Let's think about this. Let's take 10 minutes to think about, you know, how we could have better handled it, or what we did this time to make it go so well. And then it also, that question that you raised with, you know, asking people, you having a good time here? I mean, are you able to, and not necessarily in conjunction with a particular episode or thing, but to be in touch with them. So like, did you get a chance to use your favorite talents this past week?
Are you being fulfilled here professionally?
Pardon me?
Are you being fulfilled here professionally?
Yeah,
that's a good question, I think,
exactly.
To ask people.
And one of the things that you can do with a small organization, you know, some of the most brilliant football coaches and other kinds of sports coaches I've read made a point of talking to each player on their team every single day,
mm-hmm.
even if it was just a 20-second exchange of information. But the idea is that you're in touch with them all the time about, and you can, that, with that kind of repetition, familiarity, that takes away the, you know, oh, the boss is evaluating me kind of thing, it really provides better information to the person who's working for you, and probably to you, on how people are doing and how the organization is doing.
Another thing that's important at this level, at the micro level, meaning the smallest of small businesses with employees, is to use the redemption model, which is where you, whenever the bomb goes off, you say, okay, somebody messed up. You messed up. What did we learn?
If you can ask that question on yourself.
Yeah, absolutely.
And to model that behavior on yourself. Say, boy, did I mess up that conversation with this important customer. let's think about what I did wrong. Give me a better idea for how to do it next time. You know, it's better off. You're much better off as a boss having the reputation of, oh, so-and-so, she's much too hard on herself. She's always looking for criticism of herself. Then you are being, you know, just oblivious to what's going on, and he doesn't pay any attention to what anybody says.
Well, my employees know that the only time that they're really in big trouble is if I stop teasing them.
Yeah.
if I stop picking at them or teasing them or whatever, and if I leave them alone, that's when they know they're in trouble.
Well, did they know that they can tease you back?
No. It's give and take around here. That's one thing we do around here. When I hire people, I tell them, all right, folks, here's what you need to understand. Number one, we take our work very seriously. We take the way we treat people very seriously. We don't abuse customers. We don't abuse partners. We take these relationships very seriously, deadly serious, but we don't take ourselves very seriously.
That's a great value you can have if you can preserve it and hire people who or work with people who are observing it too.
We get the job done and we have fun.
Sometimes, oh, I bet you have lots of fun. But sometimes teasing, I've known people who've, you know, teased, and it sometimes the aggressive quality in the teasing, the hurtful stuff, you have to be careful.
And it only works when people know you love them and you respect them. If they know that,
that's exactly right.
You get a little room. Hey, Walter, I need a website, please.
TheLordsOfStrategy.com.
All right, the book is still good, folks. It's still one of my favorites. That's his book. Walter Kishio, good job today. Come back soon.
Thank you very much, Jim. Great to talk to you, as always.
See you next time. Walter Kishio III, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.